Now, when you listen to the CD, you're going to notice that I tell you on the CD, I tell the listener, to get back to the person that handed them the CD and ask them to loan you the series, Your Wish Is Your Command, which means you're going to have an inventory of Your Wish Is Your Command CD sets. Remember, when you pass out this CD, you can pick up the CD and use it again. Same thing with Your Wish Is Your Command. You can rotate this. However, you're going to see why in the step about how to get a person started right, if you have an inventory of tools, how advantageous it is. So first, you're going to hand out the CDs or mail CDs to people on your list. That's the first step. The second step, in a few days, you need to call. And I would suggest and recommend you physically call the people on your list that you handed the CDs to or mailed the CDs to. Pick up the phone and call them and simply ask them this question. Hey, Charlie, it's Joe. I just wanted to see if you had a chance to listen to the CD. They're either going to say yes or no. If they say yes, say simply this. What do you think? That's it. Don't say anything else. What do you think? That's it. They're either going to say, I think this is a load of crap. They may say something like, well, what's it all about? Or, I don't understand it. Or they may say, yeah, I'm interested in getting that Your Wish Is Your Command series. Whatever they say, all you have to do then is say, would you like to listen to the Your Wish Is Your Command series? I can loan it to you. If they say, no, I don't think I have any interest. It's 14 CDs. I don't think I have the time. Don't waste your time anymore. They're not ready. Go on to the next person. If they say yes, then either mail them the Your Wish Is Your Command series or drop off and hand them the Your Wish Is Your Command series. Do not delay. If you call somebody up at 6 o'clock and they say, yeah, I'd like to get that Your Wish Is Your Command series, say, great. Are you going to be home in about an hour? I'll drive over and drop it off. Get in your car, go over and drop it off. That personal contact is key. Now, when you send the Your Wish Is Your Command to that person in the mail, or you hand it to them, the key here is that you want to make sure they listen to it as fast as possible. So you tell them, I'm going to loan this to you, but I can only give it to you for a maximum of 14 days. Remember, you're going to get the most benefit if you listen to this series as quickly as possible. So if you listen to one CD a day, you'll finish in 14 days. But I would recommend you listen to at least two every day, and that way you can finish in a week. You'll get more benefit. That's the first thing you tell them. So you want to encourage them to listen to it very quickly. The second thing you want to encourage them is the first four CDs cover the basic information. Make sure you really pay attention to that stuff. But then it's going to blow your mind. Because you want to make sure that they don't listen to one or two CDs and then stop listening. So make sure they understand that the first four CDs cover really important basic foundational information. Make sure you listen to those. And then it starts kicking into gear and it's going to blow your mind. It's a good way to phrase it. And then pass out the Your Wish Is Your Commands. And you can take back, when you hand them the Your Wish Is Your Command, take back the original CD, an introduction to Your Wish Is Your Command. So your objective, remember, is to get people to listen to Your Wish Is Your Command, that CD set. Now let me give you a couple interesting facts here and statistics. If you're listening to this, the real question is how many people on your list are going to even want to listen to the introduction to Your Wish Is Your Command, that single CD? How many? Here's the answer. It's going to depend on the quality of the people in your sphere of influence. Let's say you make $30,000 a year. There's a good chance that the people that you know make around the same amount of money. You may know a dentist, a doctor, a businessman who makes a lot more money. But that person probably doesn't respect you as much because your income is lower than theirs. So your sphere of influence is really the people at your income level, although you may know a lot more people.